104.7 Andy and Mel, 808 up to 18 today. That's what it is right now. I got an email from, I forgot who I got this from. But it's a picture of, like, from the movie 2012. And it looks like it's, it's something from Tumblr. It says experts say that the discovery of this other calendar just simply means the beginning of a new calendar cycle and not the apocalypse. I got another email from Olympia that pointed to a link to NASA's website.
Oh.
That said, is anything going to, the question they asked NASA was, is anything going to happen on December 21st, 2012? Yes. The winter solstice will begin.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we're also talking about the, you know, end of the world songs like The Doors, The End.
Yes.
Very good creepy song to celebrate the end of the world. In the End by Linkin Park. Of course, REM.
The end of the world as we know it.
That's a good one.
I love that one.
A couple of people mentioned Jay Sean 2012 as one.
Okay.
Here's one I found that could sort of work, maybe. Yeah, End of the Road.
That's a good one, Boys to Men.
Here's my favorite one that I had not thought of. Another text message suggested this one.
It's the final countdown. The final countdown.
Oh, I so want a keytar.
What's a keytar? Oh, yes.
Yeah. Europe.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That is one of the cheesiest songs ever. It really is.
It is cheesy.
The thing is about that song, though, is that it has, like, one of the coolest intros ever. You know, the way it starts off. I don't know that it's actually a keytar. I just want one.
I don't blame you.
It was basically a keyboard that you strung around your neck like a guitar.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
I wonder if you can still buy them.
I would think so. You need one.
Is anybody making keytars anymore?
I don't know. We could Google.
Maybe. See if you can find keytars.
Keytar.
For sale. I wonder if Craigslist has any. They gotta
Andy
have
wants
some.
A keytar.
That's what I want for Christmas is a keytar.
I already bought you something else.
Oh. And it's not going to be here tomorrow, is it?
It's not, but you'll get a picture of it.
Great.
Well, I know, but you'll... Oh, they are for sale, by the way.
You can still buy them?
Yeah, about $300.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. No, you're going to really love the gift that I made you, but it's not here yet.
Okay.
So I will give you a picture of it, and then when it's here, I'll bring it in as soon as it gets here. I don't know. I'll check the... Maybe I'll get delivered today. Who knows? But I don't think so.
Can we play five questions?
Sure.
To see if I can figure out what it is?
Sure.
Okay. You can do the same with with yours.
Okay.
Okay. We'll do that next.
Okay.
That should be... I don't think it's going to be hard.
You think you're going to figure it out?
No, I meant the one, I don't know if I'll figure the one out that you got for me, but
okay.
I don't think you'll have too much trouble figuring out the one I got for you.
Oh. Okay.
So, we'll do that coming up. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 821, up to 18 today for a high. Hot 104.7, hello. Sounds like someone's walking in the snow.
They purse dialed us or butt dialed us.
Yeah. They're definitely walking.
Yep.
Or they're driving an Imperial Walker to work from Star Wars.
Dun, 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 dun,
yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay, that's enough of that. Although the Imperial Walkers didn't move quite that quickly.
Yeah. Did just read that they have opened up I-229. It's back open up for smooth traffic flow now.
Oh, okay.
So.
That's good.
It is good.
Something you should all go look at hot1047.com is the note that Mel found on a car yesterday at the Empire Mall parking lot.
It is classic. And I wish I would have done it myself.
And I am going to stop off after work and get some blank name tag labels or whatever.
Yes, because this was awesome. And anybody that in the wintertime that goes to the mall and sees the bad parking, you know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So go to the website, 1047.com.
There's bad and then there's ridiculous.
And this is ridiculous.
I mean, it's one thing when cars just kind of slowly get out of line, you
right,
know,
and it kind of S's.
The row yeah. snakes around, but this is like, I didn't even try to get into the spot.
Absolutely didn't try. No. And you can clearly see the line. And I posted the picture of the bad parking job and also the sticker that somebody left for them.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
That's awesome.
Okay, so the gift you got for me, we're going to play five questions
okay.
to try and figure out, if we can figure out what
okay.
it is that we got each uh-huh. other.
Okay. You're going to guess first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Does it require batteries?
No.
Can I read it for longer than an hour?
No.
So it's not a book. Is it a furry animal?
No. Furry animal.
Is it clothing?
Yes.
Is it a stupid t-shirt?
No. That's five.
Okay. So I know I'm getting clothes. Great. That's always what.
Well,
you always
the clothing article.
Article of clothing.
Yeah, I guess it would be considered underneath the clothing.
Umbrella?
Umbrella.
Is it a new Twins hat?
No. You already had five questions. You can't guess anymore.
Is it a Vikings hat?
No, stop. You cannot guess anymore.
Well, then stop answering
okay,
the question.
My questions.
Is it a stocking hat? Okay. All right, go ahead.
Is mine sparkly?
No.
Can I wear it?
No. Well, actually, yes, you can wear it.
I can wear it. Okay. Is it purple?
No.
Is it fuzzy?
No.
Okay.
You only got one left.
One like, left. Better make it good. Is it nothing because you haven't bought it yet?
Yes. So you can wear nothing. It is possible to wear nothing.
You got me a birthday suit.
Yes, I got you a birthday suit for Christmas. I hope you like it.
New music.
New.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 8:39. It is 17 right now. We're going to top out at 18 today. Got a report that I-29 is very slippery south of Canton all the way to the Iowa line.
Yeah, snow packed and slick.
Yeah, that storm was kind of a big one that rolled through. We dodged the bullet on that one, but
those in Omaha and Des Moines are not having a very good day if they wanted to fly anywhere
today. No, they're grounded.
Yep.
Nothing better than sleeping in an airport, is there, Mel?
Oh, yeah, I know from experience.
Mm-hmm.
18 hours in LaGuardia.
I got a guess as to what you got me for Christmas.
Oh, goody. Okay.
A text message.
Okay, let's hear it.
She made you leg warmers from an old sweater.
I did. That's it. No, that's not it.
Okay, good.
Because I would have just made that.
Because one thing, I am a bad gift receiver. Because I can never hide how I feel.
I've never
like,
given you a bad
the expression
gift,
on my
though.
Face. It will. My face will react to
yes.
gifts that I get.
Yes.
And I'll, you know, put the fake smile and go, oh, cool. And I try to be genuine if I get a bad gift, but I can't help it.
I know how to read you, though.
I know. And you would see right through it. If I thought it sucked, you'd be like, oh, you don't like it.
I really don't think that you're going to think this sucks.
Okay.
I really think that you're going to think it is the coolest gift ever. Ish. Because I know that one that you got for the like plane thing, flying thing was really cool.
Yeah, I still have yet to take that ride.
Oh. Well, I'm just saying, I know that you thought that was...
Yeah. Is it a ride in a World War II fighter plane?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. You already have that gift.
So the hardest person to buy a Christmas present for has to be the person you just started dating.
Mm.
You have to give them something. Mm-hmm. We were kind of talking about this yesterday too.
Yeah.
But it's agonizing to figure out what that something is. Here's a little guidance. Go cheap.
Okay.
In a new survey, 61% of people say that if you've been dating someone 2 months or less, it's more awkward to get them a gift that is too expensive than a gift that seems too cheap.
Get them a nice sweater. It works for guys or girls.
Sweater?
Mm-hmm. Or cologne or perfume.
Gift card.
No.
Gift card.
No.
Yes. Gift card. No. Yes. I mean, it's kind of vague to just say go cheaper than go expensive if you just started dating them. What would be the dollar amount, the max, for someone you just started dating?
50, 60.
Yeah, I wouldn't go over 60.
Yeah.
Not a penny over 60.
50, 60, I think, is fine and dandy. I don't think you need to go more than that.
What's too cheap?
$20.
What's the 20 is the bottom?
Yeah.
What if it was 25 and you got it on sale for 15?
It was originally 25.
If the original MSRP is 25, then it's okay?
No, you got to give them something else. Additionally.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you got it on sale and got to save money, so you really have to spend the full dollar amount?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Don't be a cheap ass.
Do you hear the words that are coming out of your mouth right now?
I do.
That is...
Just because you got it on sale doesn't mean that you can't spend the full amount.
That is almost as bad as breaking up with somebody because they like video games.
Are you kidding me? I said the minimum you have to spend is 20. Just because you got it on sale, that's not spending the minimum.
So what are you going to get for $5 to
these
get
really
it up there?
Cool nail things that you can get?
Yeah, a guy has no idea what the hell
They're
those are or where to get them.
They're easy to find. They're easy to find. You go to any store, like any Walmart, Hy-Vee, Lewis, any of those places.
And you know what the aisles at those stores where all that stuff is?
The girl
to
stuff,
a guy?
But it's by the nail polish.
It's to us, there's like this dome over those aisles with a gate. And it's like, yeah, we don't go in there. We just don't.
Buy a scarf then.
Okay. Buy a scarf.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So really, you can't get it on sale? What if it's originally $50 and you got it
for
cheap
20?
Off eBay for, say, $15, $20?
Then you're in the right amount of money.
What if it was $19?
Acceptable. As
18.
Long as it was normally... No! Stop it! We are not having an auction off here.
I think if it's worth at least $25 and you got it on sale for $15, you don't need to buy another thing. That's
20
just fine.
Minimum. You have to spend 20
okay.
minimum.
Okay.
Go buy him a Hershey
minimum.
Bar.
Go to... Okay. All right, go buy that Hershey bar. Five surprising facts about Christmas songs. I have those next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 854, up to 18 for the high today. Kind of chilly. Some holiday trivia you might not know.
Okay.
The guy who sings You're a Mean One,
Mr. Grinch. Yeah?
He was also the voice of Tony the Tiger.
No way.
They're great.
That, they do something.
Yeah, Thurl Ravencroft voiced the Frosted Flakes mascot from 1953 to 2005 and also recorded The Grinch in 1966.
Hmm.
Some other Christmas song trivia. Bing Crosby's White Christmas was used as a coded message during the Vietnam War. It was played over American radio signals in April of 1975 to let U.S. troops know that the city of Saigon had been lost.
Oh.
And the song Do You Hear What I Hear was originally written as a call for peace during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Do you hear what I hear?
This one was in the article, too. This came from BuzzFeed.com. I have never heard the song Dominic the Donkey.
No.
I don't know that one at all. Anyway, that song has possible ties to the mafia.
It sounds really stupid,
The
though.
Studio it was recorded in was financed by the Gambino crime family,
mm-hmm.
I guess. Allegedly.
Okay.
I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus was originally a marketing ploy.
For what?
Saks Fifth Avenue commissioned it in 1952 for an ad campaign to sell greeting cards. And they must have sold a lot because that December it was number one on the Billboard chart.
Weird.
Jingle Bells was supposed to be a Thanksgiving song.
What?
The first title was One Horse Open Sleigh. Then after it got popular, they rewrote it so it made sense for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Wow.
Silver Bells.
Silver Bells.
Was originally titled Tinkle Bells.
Oh, I'm glad they changed that.
They only changed it after one of the writers told his wife the title and she let him know what the word tinkle meant.
The writers were that dumb? Okay.
Well, I know there's that definition of tinkle. Does tinkle have any other meaning that you can think of?
No. Just go twinkle. Go into the bathroom.
Yeah, I never thought about that. Is there another use of the word tinkle?
I don't think so. I really don't think so. And I don't know. Yeah.
I have to Google it.
Okay. I can't imagine there would be another definition for tinkle.
I don't know either.
Urban Dictionary that.
Well, no. Yeah, because why would we want to go to the real dictionary?
Because I would check Urban Dictionary. But back then, it's not like they were that dirty of thinkers.
No.
So
the dictionary definition is make or cause to make a light. Clear ringing sound. Cool water tinkled in the stone fountains. Or also the maid tinkled a bell.
Tinkle.
The pronunciation.
Thank you.
That was the verb definition. As a noun, a light, clear, ringing sound.
Tinkle.
I love the pronunciations of those.
I know.
It's almost as good as... Oh, wait. I got to turn that back up. It's almost as good as...
Diarrhea. That's pretty good one.
That's the best one ever.
Hot 104.7.com.